I have so many questions. Answers will come, but some only in time. Many you'll have to discover for yourself. They sat together, overlooking the Pyre Desert as the sun set over its hostile sands. It was a barren, harsh land, but it was home. Vulcan had believed it so anyway. Everything he had learned in the last few hours had changed that, or at least it had changed how he thought of it. He turned to regard the face of the Outlander. It was at once old, yet young, wise, yet innocent. There was benevolence in his tone that suggested understanding, but also a weight to his bearing that was either caused by sorrow or the burden of some great knowledge. Fire blazed in his eyes, but not like Vulcan's. This was a deeper furnace, a flame of will that would drive a great labor to fruition. How much of this Vulcan perceived on his own and how much the Outlander conveyed to him, he didn't know. He only knew he was bound for the stars and a life beyond Nocturne. As the hot wind roiling off the desert plain warmed his face and the scent of ash carried on the breeze, he knew he would miss his world deeply. It saddened him to think of leaving it. "And I have brothers?" he asked. The Outlander nodded. "You have many. Several are already waiting for you, as eager as I am for your return." That pleased Vulcan. Despite the unconditional acceptance of the Nocturne people, he had always felt alone. To know there were others of his true flesh and blood in the galaxy and that he'd soon be reunited with them was comforting. "What will happen to my father? N'Bel, I mean?" "You need have no fear. N'Bel and all of your people will be safe." "How? If I am not here to protect them?" The Outlander smiled, and the warmth of it chased away Vulcan's anxiety. "Your destiny is a great one, Vulcan. You are my son, and you will join me and your brothers on a crusade that will unite the galaxy and make it safe for all of mankind." His face fell suddenly to melancholy, and Vulcan felt a sympathetic ache in his heart at the sight of it. "But you must leave, Nocturne. And for that, I am truly sorry. I need you, Vulcan, more than you know, more perhaps than you'll ever know. Of all my sons, you are the most compassionate. Your nobility of spirit and humility will keep your disparate siblings grounded. You are the earth, Vulcan, its fire and solidity." "I don't know what you're asking me to do, Father." It was strange to call the Outlander that, a man or being he barely knew and yet felt an undeniable connection to. "You will. It pains me, but I will have to leave you all when you need me the most, though I'll try to watch over you when I can. I wish I knew what all this meant and what I'm supposed to become." Vulcan raised his face to the sky and watched the burning sun as it scorched all of Nocturne beneath its pitiless rays. "You will, Vulcan. I promise you, when the time comes, you will know." A golden light suffused the Outlander, radiating from under his skin as he cast off his disguise and revealed the truth.